Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, in this podcast episode, in this great conversation today, we're going to talk about why preparing for next is the key foundation of you becoming the next. So the reason why this topic came about is because many times in life, as we are going through different challenges, different phases, and as we are transitioning, we are going through different phases of our life that we have to grow into, that we have to develop into, and that we have to learn from as we are stepping into the next. In order to step into the next, we have to prepare for the next before it comes today. So that's what this video is going to be about. And it's going to be so impactful, so powerful. So if you don't have your notebook, if you don't have your pen, as I write on the board, make sure you go get your pen and notebook so that way we can stay in tune with this conversation. So let me go ahead and write it on the board. Prepare for your next. For your next. Prepare for your next. And I'm going to show the board. Prepare for your next. My name is Torian Humphrey, and welcome to the episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we turn failed setbacks into successful knowledge because failure is knowledge. And recently, I've been learning more about business. I did a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And needless to say, I drastically failed because I only made $217 from the 90-day challenge that I did back in September 2024. The lesson that I learned was that I was learning more about business. I was learning more about marketing. I was learning on how to actually have a successful business, even though I failed and didn't make that much money. I gained the lessons, I gained the skills, and I gained a better understanding of what the business can, what type of business I would like to be in. And it's more so taught me how to focus on what I'm currently working on and what I'm focusing on, because as it's positioning me differently, it's helping me learn more about my next. It's helping me prepare for the next. It's helping me become the next. I can only become the next if I'm willing to put myself in uncomfortable situations. Putting yourself in uncomfortable situations is going to show you that you can learn from your mistakes. You can learn from your failure. And you can overcome everything that you have been through to get to your next. Before you get to your next, you have to start with where you are at. And that's the first point to hit on, is that you have to be uncomfortable with the next. You have to get uncomfortable. I'm going to say get uncomfortable. Get uncomfortable. Get uncomfortable. Get uncomfortable. Show the camera. First point right there. As you are preparing for your next, getting uncomfortable is the most important thing that you can ever do, because when you're uncomfortable, you're challenged. When you're uncomfortable, you are pushed. When you're uncomfortable, you have to figure out how to find a way to make it through. Many times in life, it's discovering what the next looks like for you, what the next looks like for yourself, and what the next looks like as an individual. It's so challenging to transition from occupation, from job to job, from location to location, is understanding that there's a process that we all have to go through if we are willing to learn more about the next. I remember as I was in the Marine Corps and I was getting ready to transition out of the service, it was a long process because I had to go to different courses, I had to go to new classes, and I had to learn how to be out of the Marine Corps, how to be out of the service. And even though the information that they spoke to us or they gave to us and they informed us of, it taught me that there's so much information out here that it's going to take time to fully comprehend everything that you want to do, to fully understand why you're doing something, and to recognize the purpose behind it. You see, as I was transitioning or going from in the service to out of the service, or in the Marine Corps to out of Marine Corps, was that I had to understand, for me to get to my next, I have to be willing to be uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable trying to learn all the information that they was throwing at us. I had to do capstone. A capstone is where you about to exit the military, and they take you on classes to say, this is what you can expect, this is what you can learn more of, and you're no longer going to be in the service, but you're going to be a part of the service. So to be a part of the service, you have to learn how to understand it. And I'm not going to lie, it was overwhelming, because it was so much information that I had to learn in a short span of time. But what it taught me was that I was uncomfortable. I was okay with being uncomfortable. When you discover the comfortability that you remain in, when it's time to change, when it's time to try something new, when it's time to evolve, there's going to be some holdback, there's going to be some pushback, because you have to be willing to discover it for yourself. You see, the next has to come from the price being paid. You can only pay the price when you're able to learn what the price you are actually paying. The reason why that's so important is because life is going to show you that as you are growing and evolving, you're not going to remain the same. Just like grass is outside, when there's dirt on the ground and you don't see any green grass out there for some months, the dirt on the ground is not going to always be dirt. Eventually, the dirt will grow grass and the grass will flourish. The grass will be more than just dirt, because many times the grass is always green on the other side. In fact, it's green where you water it. When the dirt goes from dirt to grass, that means that someone has been paying attention to the dirt. When someone pay attention to the dirt, they're able to water it. They're able to take care of it. They're able to provide natural care to the dirt. You have to be willing to start with nothing. You have to be willing to start with being uncomfortable. You have to be willing to start today to know that you can become someone better. So that you can become the next. To become the next, you have to be willing to start with where you are at. Your life might look like dirt. As I was transitioning from the Marine Corps to out of the service, my life was not as clear, because now I'm trying to figure out what I wanted to do, where I was going to go, and how I was going to figure out my next. My next came from me putting myself in uncomfortable situations. I remember when I was in line to get some breakfast, I remember looking back in my car, and I have my things that was in the place that my things that was in my brother's apartment in my car, and it was so packed. The seats was full, the front seat was full, like there wasn't necessarily that much space. I had my driver's seat, I had the seat, and in the driver's seat it became so overwhelming, because the more I looked around, the more I saw my stuff. The stuff that was in my car wasn't bad, it was just uncomfortable. Comfortability comes when you recognize that you are uncomfortable. When you recognize that you are preparing for your next, when you prepare for your next, you're discovering a skill that you like to focus on. It's not going to come to you as soon as you think it's going to be discovered. It's going to be presented to you in a way that's going to show you that you're doing the right thing. It may feel like doing the right thing is so challenging, because you don't know what your next look like. I don't know what my next look like until I take that first step, until I take that second step. You see, you have to be willing to step through the motion, because as you are going through the motion, you are preparing for your next. As you're preparing for your next, you're getting uncomfortable. You see, getting uncomfortable is not the end of the world. In fact, it's the beginning of a new world as you are transitioning and changing into a new position, a new environment, and a new place. It's recognizing that as you're preparing for your next, you're preparing to become the next. To be the next person in line, you have to be okay with where you are currently at. I remember going to the DMV. The DMV is a license place where you go and get your driver's license. And so when you get there and you pull a number, you sit down. So my number could be J25 or J55. Let's make it more dramatic. Let's say my number is J55. And they on J number one. If I was to leave the line and come back in 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, or the next following day. Let's just say, just keep it the same day. If I was to leave the DMV or where you go get your license and registrations, if I was to leave when I had J55 and that was at J1, my turn would have never came. My turn would have came, but I would have missed it because I left. Being uncomfortable is being patient. Being uncomfortable is challenging yourself. Being uncomfortable is just waiting your turn. You have to be willing to wait your turn to prepare for the next. There's a line for a reason. You have to start at level one to get to level 55. You have to start at level two to get to level 55. You have to start at level three to get to level 55. You see, there's more that you can ever imagine. Because the more you discover about yourself, the more you are able to learn why you are developing for yourself. You see, when you prepare for your next, you're preparing for yourself. As you're preparing for yourself, you're preparing to get uncomfortable. You see, uncertainty is the most scariest thing there is, because how do you predict what's going to come? You cannot think what's going to come when you don't even know what to expect. It's so challenging to know that as you are expecting a certain action, the action that you are expecting will never come how you think it's going to be presented. I remember when I used to drive from Little Rock, Arkansas to Atlanta, Georgia. And as I'm driving from Little Rock, Arkansas to Atlanta, Georgia, it was like a 7 hour and 40 minute drive. And at the time, I didn't recognize how much I hated driving. And so as I'm driving to another state, as I'm driving on the freeway, I'm driving. And as I'm driving, I tend to get tired. I tend to get sleepy. And I tend to pull over to the side and take a nap. At the time, I didn't think that was an issue because I was tired. I would rather go to sleep on the side of the road than drive behind the wheel and potentially end up getting into a crash. One day when I was speaking to my uncle, he's a truck driver. So he's been driving the truck for a long time. And so as I'm driving my car is just a regular car. I'm driving it, but as I get tired, I end up pulling over. Then one day he called me, he said, "Nephew, why you pull over to the side and go to sleep?" I said, "Because I'm tired." "What you mean?" He said, "Nephew, you know there's dangers, right?" I said, "I do." I said, "Oh, you do know driving while you sleep is dangerous, right?" He said, "Yeah, I do." I said, I would rather pull over to the side, get some more sleep, and then just start right driving. I didn't think that was an issue. I didn't think that was a problem because it was working for me. And as I continued to drive, I didn't recognize that there's resting spots there. I didn't know that. I didn't fully understand what he was speaking about. My perspective was that he was telling me, "Nephew, that's not smart to pull over to the side of the road and take a nap." In my mind, I'm like, that's the most practical thing to do right now because I'm not sleeping behind the wheel. And statistics say that the most dangerous thing next to driving is driving while you're sleepy. And so I'm like, okay, I'd rather be safe, take a nap, than get back on the road. The resting spot, I thought, was only for truck drivers. And it wasn't that I didn't know that. It was that I just didn't understand what he was talking about. You see, when you are preparing for your next, the language that the people are speaking or the language that you are learning, you're not going to fully understand.
You have to find a way to learn the information, to learn the language, and to understand what the next person or what you are currently saying, what you are preparing for. Over time, over a couple of months, I end up learning that the resting spot is not just only for truck drivers, they're for people with regular cars as well. And it made me speechless, because I literally thought about the conversation that I had with my uncle. He wasn't telling me that you can't go to sleep and pull over to the side of the road. What he was saying, and I finally understood, was that, nephew, there's a place, there's a safe place for you to pull over and take a nap, right? Whereas if you're pulling over to the side of the road, anything can happen. In life, anything can happen when you're uncomfortable. On the contrary, you have to find a way to push through to discover the lessons that lies right in front of you. You might not get it the first time you see it. You might not get it the second time you see it. You might not get it the fifth time you see it. But what happens over time is that you gain a better understanding of what you are doing to know that you are doing the right thing. Preparing for your next is taking that leap of faith. You can't be good until you are willing to jump. You can't jump until you are willing to grow. Growing is the most difficult thing there is, because you have to be willing to prepare for your next when your next has yet to come. You see, uncomfortable shows that you are willing to challenge yourself. You are willing to push yourself. And you are willing to learn something new. Life is going to show you that the more you learn, the more you discover, the better you become, the next you become, the one that you are growing into will eventually come. It's just, as you are going through the journey is going to be so confusing, because it's going to be so challenging. It's going to be so hard. It's going to be so overwhelming. But just because it pushed you just a little bit doesn't mean it's the end of the world. What I came to learn is that when you're getting pushed, when you're getting challenged, when you're getting encouraged, when you're getting disengaged, you find a way to find that spark in yourself, to push yourself, and to know that you're not doing your journey alone. To feel like you're doing your journey alone is the most challenging thing there is, because when times get tough, when moments get challenging, and life get lifing, you start to doubt yourself. At least I started to doubt myself, because I wasn't sure that the next that I was preparing for was working today. The next that I was preparing for came from me working on yesterday. You can only be prepared for your next if you're willing to start with where you are at. You have to start where you are at to get to your next, because your next is closer than you think. I can't say it's going to be easier. In fact, what I can say is that it's going to push you. It's going to help develop you, and it's going to help you learn more than you can ever imagine. When life throws you a curveball, you have a choice to hit the curveball. You have a choice to stick your bat out and just let the ball hit the bat. You have a choice to meet force with force by swinging at the curveball, because you miss 99% of the hits that you don't take. You miss 99% of the shots that you don't take. You miss 99% of the tackles that you don't try to take. Because you never know what the outcome is going to be until you're willing to take the shot, until you're willing to take the hit, until you're willing to take the risk on yourself. As you are preparing for your next, you have to be willing to take that leap of faith and jump and take action where you are at today, because the more you learn, the more you grow. You see, that's the next point I want to hit on, is that you learn from what you grow from what you learn. That's the next point I want to hit on. Get uncomfortable. You grow from what you learn. You grow from what you learn. You grow from what you learn. I'm going to show the board right quick. You grow from what you learn. You grow from what you learn.
There we go.
You grow from what you learn. In order for a tree to grow, the tree has to be taken care of. In order for the tree to develop, it has to have proper nutrition. In order for the tree to develop branches and grow leaves, is that it has to be patient. Excuse me. The tree has to be patient because you are the tree that has to be patient for yourself. You can't grow big. You can't grow strong. You can't grow tall overnight. In fact, if you give yourself time enough for you to develop, you become more developed for yourself. Reason being is because the more you grow, the smarter you become. The more you try, the better you become. The more you take that leap of faith, the more the leap of faith will start working in your favor. The reason why you're preparing for your next, because many times in life, you don't know what you're leaping towards. When I started my journey a half a decade ago, I didn't know what I was leaping towards. I just knew I was leaping towards something different. I wanted to become different. I wanted to be different. I wanted to be a lot better because life was weighing me down. Life was a struggle and I was overwhelmed with how life was kicking my butt. I was living paycheck to paycheck during that time. It was COVID-19. So the world is already shut down. And even though the world has shut down, I'm still trying to figure out what I wanted to do, why I'm doing a particular skill and the importance behind it. You see, you can only develop as you learn to grow. You have to be willing to learn to grow by focusing on your current. Your next doesn't come until you recognize your past. Your past is always with you because for you to prepare for your next, one, you have to get uncomfortable. As you're getting uncomfortable, you have to learn something differently. You grow from what you learn because what you are learning is completely different. It's a new language. I remember picking up my first book. My first book changed my life. It was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It changed my life because it gave me a different perspective. When you pick up your first book, when you take that first leap, when you try that new opportunity, it's going to change how you look at life because life is going to show you that you are discovering something new about yourself. You can only become someone different when you're preparing for your next. Your past is going to always be with you. And recognizing what your past consists of forces you to develop even more. Why are you developing? Because a tree doesn't stay the same unless the tree roots has been taken out, unless the tree has stopped growing, unless the tree is no longer in the ground. You see, when you have dreams and aspirations and goals, your dreams are tucked underneath your brain, are tucked underneath your past, are tucked away because it's so difficult for your dream to come true. When you are working towards your next, you're working towards your dream. Your dream can only come from your present when you are focused on learning from your past. Your past behavior, your past mistakes, your past life is going to show you what you are preparing for. I mean, I was in middle school, Dunbar Magnet Middle School. And in this middle school, I was in an article. I was in an article with this program called the OK program. And it's the OK program. And it's a program for young black boys to not necessarily stay out of trouble, but to get around like-minded people, to see mentors, and to be encouraged to do your best. You see, when I joined this program, the director, Sergeant Davis, shout out to Sergeant Davis, he put me in the newspaper. And I remember the newspaper so easily because I recently saw it. Nonetheless, when I read it, I understood I was always meant to chase my dream. I just didn't know what my dream looked like when I was in middle school. I just knew I had it. And by having it, I didn't understand what I had. And what I had was the power of encouraging other people, a power of inspiring other people. It's so challenging for me to know that I have a particular skill because I would have never known that the skill even existed. I just thought people like being around me, and I didn't fully comprehend, I didn't fully understand that. My mama, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, taught us that if you want a particular goal, if you want a particular opportunity, you have to be the one to go get it. Because if you're not going to get that opportunity, no one is going to hand you an opportunity on your plate. No one is going to give you anything until you are willing to work for what you are looking for. You can't grab with the opportunity because the opportunity is going to be missed. Until you seize the moment, until you recognize the opportunity, what you are learning forces you to grow. You can only grow when you decide to prepare for your next. Opportunity comes in all kinds of shapes and forms. But what happens is that opportunity has always been in front of you. Many times in life, we just overlook the opportunity because we don't recognize the power of the opportunity. We don't fully comprehend the opportunity, nor do we understand what type of opportunity is there in front of us. There's always an opportunity in front of you. It just depends on when you are able to take that step. Which it all depends when you start to learn something differently, when you start to see something new, and you start to experience life differently. The opportunity that was unknown, that was undiscoverable, that was unfindable, you start to find new opportunities in everything that you're doing. You can only discover the opportunity when you prepare for your next. As you're preparing for your next, you're becoming the next. As you're becoming the next, you're learning the next. You can never stop learning because the more you learn, the more you grow. The more you grow, the more you develop. And as you're developing for yourself, you have to know that you're preparing for your next. Your next is always there in front of you. Your next is right there in front of you today. It's just discovering what next are you looking for. Are you looking for the next day? Are you looking for the next water? Are you looking for the next meal? Looking for the next causes you to be intentional behind the opportunity that you're searching for. You can't be intentional. You can't have a goal. You can't be purposeful if you don't recognize the step that you're taking. I mean, when I first started my journey back in 20, I think actually this was 2019. When I was in Southern California and I was interested in doing real estate wholesaling. I remember going to this house. And this house was in bad shape. It wasn't even a good living house. It was a house that needed remodeling. And I'm at this house, and this house is on top of a hill. And the hill, you can see the sunlight. You can see the sunrise. You can see, like, the freeway. The view of that house was so incredible. And when I went there, I wasn't expecting to see what I saw. Stay with me now. Since I saw what the house looked like, since I saw what the opportunity can feel like, it was more so I didn't understand how to negotiate, how to sell, whatever the case is. I had the opportunity to meet with a homeowner, and he's telling me everything about the house, how many acres they have, what they're going to do next to the property. And I'm amazed by the amount of information that you're sharing with me. Excuse me. At that time, I didn't fully understand how to do real estate wholesaling. I didn't know that I wasn't that good at it because I was just preparing for my next. I was focusing on today, and when I had that chance to see that great place, that great home, excuse me, I didn't even know it even existed. As you're preparing for your next, you never know you're not going to know what exists until you get around the unknown. Being around the unknown will cause you to learn something new. Being around the unknown will cause you to be uncomfortable. Being around the unknown will help you develop your next. Your next can only come from you learning how to grow within yourself. Growing is helping you become, and when you're becoming the next. The next individual is the best version of yourself. You can only develop if you have a will to get better, if you have a desire to grow, if you have a way that you want to improve for yourself, improvement comes from preparing for your next and knowing that your next is going to come from today. Your today matter. Your today is the focus. Your today is going to help you go into your next. You can't grow into your next until you recognize the next thing that you are growing into. Life is going to show you that you have a choice. Opportunity is not going to be given to you. How do you go out and seek the opportunity that will not only make you better, that will it will position you a lot differently. It will show that your next has yet to come because you are constantly developing. You can become better more than you can ever imagine when you recognize the good that you are developing within yourself. You are the one that can be good. You are the one that can grow. You are the one that can be different because you have to see that you can be different, that you can grow, and that you can learn something new. Information is overwhelming. Learning is overwhelming. And as you are a student of life, as you are becoming a student of life, you're always learning something new. My biggest accomplishment is that I have the will to learn anything. I have the awareness to ask any question. I have the understanding to know that I just want to get better. The way you get better is to learn how to be uncomfortable. The way you grow is to learn how to discover something new. The way you get better is to understand what you are working towards. Life is going to show you that as you're preparing for the next, you have to be willing to know what the focus is today. When you focus on today, when you prepare for tomorrow, today counts because it's helping you understand what you are preparing for. When you prepare for your next, the next that you are preparing for is going to help you learn and discover new information. Life has a lot of information. If you're on this world, if you're on this earth, there's a lot of information that's buried away, that's stored away that you're not going to know and discover until you are willing to take that step to go searching the information, to go looking for the opportunity, to go putting yourself out there. So as you're putting yourself out there, people start to see, I like this person because they are committed to becoming the best version of themselves. You have to want to be better. And in order for you to be better, you have to prepare for your next. Preparing for your next is going to take a lot of risk, a lot of sacrifices, a lot of efforts. But that doesn't mean that your efforts and time is going to be wasted. In fact, it's going to be invested because you're willing to develop even more. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to be willing to sacrifice today so your next can be prepared for your future. Sacrifice today.
Sacrifice, S-C-A-R, F-I-C-E, sacrifice today.
And I'm going to show the board, sacrifice today. Forgive me if I spelled that wrong. Nonetheless, sacrificing is going to cost you something. Let me tell you what it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you fun. It's going to cost you enjoyment. You see, it's so difficult for people to say no to fun because fun takes you out of the real world. Fun helps you enlighten the mood. Fun helps you discover that you're having a great time. You see, when I start to really understand that if I wanted to prepare for my next, I needed to learn how to say no to fun. I need to learn how to say no to enlightenment activities. I needed to learn how to say no for a certain period of time so I can prepare for my next. My next is only going to come because I'm decided to accomplish it. The reason being is because it's so difficult to turn down activities of fun because you want to go have fun with your friends. You want to go explore something new. But I know one day all the sacrificing and effort and knows that I'm saying by not going out and explore life, one day I will be able to explore life because I've been saying no for so long. I remember when my friends call and they say, "Hump, let's go travel a place." My name is Terrell Humphrey, and a nickname for me when I was playing football in the Marine Corps is called Hump. H-U-M-P, like Hump Day. I hate that nickname. I digress. And so they be like, "Hump, man, let's go out state. Let's go out of state. Let's go travel. Let's go explore different places." And I always say, "Not right now." And I always mention, "Not right now. Not right now isn't a good time because I'm not at my next. It sounds fun. It sounds enjoyable, but I can't do it right now. Not today. Ask me next year." Then next year comes around. Then they ask again. And I'm like, "Not right now." They say, "Hump, you never want to do anything. You never want to go out. You never want to have fun." I say, "Not right now. I'm working on my next." And they say, "Come on, man. You always saying no to us having fun." I say, "Not right now because I'm preparing for my next." They say, "Come on, Hump. It's going to be just a couple of hours. Come on, get out the house." I say, "Not right now. I'm trying to prepare for my next." You see, you can only prepare for your next when you learn not right now. Life is going to give you different opportunities. Life is going to discover different enjoyable activities. Until I was able to say not right now, I became more wiser. I became more smarter. I became more focused on my next, because my next is the skill that I'm focusing on, because I'm becoming the next. I'm becoming the one. I'm becoming different. You see, when you prepare for your next, you have to be willing to say not right now. You have to turn some opportunities out. You have to turn some activities out. You have to turn fun down, at least for the moment, because not right now, because right now is the moment. Right now is what matters. Right now is what counts. You can't get time back. You can't get the fun back. In fact, what you can get is that you can prepare for your next. Your next is going to bring in so much more fun. Your next is going to bring in so much more activities. Your next is going to discover what you are growing into, but you have to be willing to plant that seed first. You have to plant that seed in the ground before the ground produces fruit. You have to plant that seed in the ground before the dirt becomes grass. You have to plant that seed in the ground before you see your dreams come true. Your dream can't come true until you plant that seed, until you cover that seed, until you water that seed, until you take care of the seed, until the sunlight come out for the seed. You see, you have to do it on a daily basis, because the more you're doing it every single day, the more you are preparing for your next. Your next, excuse me, should be the focus. Your next should be the growth. Your next will help you have more fun. Because the better you become, the more you can learn. The more you can learn, the more you can earn. You have to be willing to sacrifice today for opportunities, activities, and fun to come in the future, to know that you are doing something right. You are taking the risk right. You are sacrificing right. It's just hard to see the effort that you're putting into yourself, because it's not instant gratification. It's not an instant reward. It's not an instant success. Your success gets built the more you show up. Your success gets built the more you learn. Your success get built the more you prepare for your next. Your next is the focus, because you have to be willing to sacrifice today. Not right now is the most difficult word to say, because if you're saying no, you're saying not right now. If you're saying no, you're saying not at this moment. If you're saying no, you're saying not today. But you have to be the one to emphasize the no. No might seem like a cuss word. My friends ask me a lot of times, let's go do this fun activity. And I say, not right now. It may seem like a cuss word, but it's not cussing. I'm just saying, not at this moment. You have to be willing to be okay with working for today so your sacrifice can pay off over time. And overnight, you might become a little better. Overnight, you might be a little better. Overnight, you might get better. Overnight, you might become the next. Just because I say overnight doesn't mean the actual next day. In fact, there's going to be many overnight successes. There's going to be a day when you don't see anything. And then a month from now, based off the overnight work that you've been putting into yourself, you start to see what you have been working on the last couple of weeks, last couple of days. And it's going to position you differently because now you're focusing on your next. Your next should be the focus, because when you prepare for your next, you have to be willing to sacrifice for today. When you sacrifice today, you have to be willing to go search new opportunities, go learn new information, and position yourself differently, because when you prepare for your next, you're becoming someone different. When you prepare for your next, you'll become the best version of yourself. When you're becoming the next, you're becoming the one. You can only be the one if you become the one, and becoming the one, there's a price to be paid. You can't wake up being the one if you're not willing to pay the price. Reason why they're so challenging is because you have to know, as you are preparing for your next only comes from the opportunities that you are creating for yourself. You see, when you get uncomfortable, you are getting more focused. When you're getting uncomfortable, you are learning something new. When you're getting uncomfortable, you are discovering who you would like to become. Because the more you become someone new, someone different, someone evolved, you start to learn how to grow from the lessons that you are growing through. You start to learn how to develop as the experiences is growing. You start to learn how to improve based off the next that you are focused on, because the next that you're focused on has to come from sacrificing for today. Sacrificing for today not only leads you to more opportunity, it gives you more opportunity, because you have more focus on the next. You have more focus on today, so your next can be more prepared. Preparing your next only comes from focusing on today. When you focus on today, you're preparing for your next. If you got value from this, make sure you hit the like button. Leave in the comments below your biggest takeaway or your biggest challenge when it comes to focusing on the next or preparing for the next. What is your biggest challenge as you are preparing for your next version of yourself that you're becoming? Let me know in the comments. I would love to read, love to engage with it. And if you haven't yet, make sure you like, hit that subscribe button, and click this video right here to watch more videos on how to personally develop within yourself. Hmm.